Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here, and I just love having my friend Robert Owens on. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
This is his second time on, and of course, Dr. Robert Owens, right? I mean, officially, but yeah. It's been a while since he's been on, and we're going to talk a little bit about his position at Tennessee Tech University as the Chief Diversity Officer, but... Rob, you serve so many roles in this community, and we talked last time you were here, we talked a lot about some of that, but there's something we didn't mention. It just finished up last week, a week ago today, I believe, just finished up, and it was Boys State.
That's right. That's right.
American Legion Boys State. And so, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many years has that been going now? Do you know?
Oh, man. Since the 50s.
Yeah.
And we've hosted, or Cookeville – and Tennessee Tech University has hosted Tennessee American Legion Boys State for, I'm going to say 57 years, or this was the 57th Boys State at Tennessee Tech University. It's 54 or 57. I'm going to go with 57.
Yeah, that's hey, people get the gist, right? It's a long time.
Long time.
And is this the first year you've been in charge officially?
Yeah.
So what is your title at Boys State? Headmaster? What is that title?
Oh, gosh, man. Come on, man. No, I was blessed to have the position of director of Boys State. And so it's we have a chairman of the board for Tennessee American Legion Boys State. And the chairman for the third year now, but the second year live, it's Jason Murphy. So I'm sure some of the listeners will know who Jason is, and I don't want to call it second in charge because our roles are different.
Sure,
but as director of the program, it's my job to sort of oversee the program and make sure that it happens from the planning standpoint early in the year to the end of the program at the end of the actual week of Boys State. So the operations are sort of my responsibility, but gosh, man, it's such a great team of folks that pull off Boys State behind the scenes. I've got to mention Dr. Katie Akins, who's the dean of students at Tennessee Tech, but really, she's sort of the brains of the back office, if you will, and really makes that thing go. So, yeah, man, I had a leadership. An expanded leadership role this year for Boys State.
I can't think of anybody better. I know Steve Law was the previous director, right?
Yeah.
And he'd done that for a few years.
Yeah, Steve Law had been director for a handful of years, and before that he was a senior counselor like I had been. But Steve is a friend of mine, and just he's one of a number of military personnel that work Boys State. And so, you know, Steve's a veteran, you know, been in active duty and retired from the service, and most recently had been in part of the ROTC program at Tennessee Tech. But he's an Army guy.
So how long, what year is this for you being involved with Boys State?
Well, first year I did Boys State was 2007.
Okay.
And that was about a year or so after I came back to work at Tennessee Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked a couple years, and we had a number of children. our children were really young, and so I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And then I picked it up again. So I did it a couple years, and then I picked it up again. I think it was 2017, was when I came back.
Yeah.
And so 17, 18, 19. Pandemic was 20.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the program. 21, we did it virtually.
Yep.
And then 22 was last year. That was our first year back on ground. And it was last year that it was confirmed that I would be the director moving forward, however long that lasts.
Yeah.
So this is my first year.
Well, and as far as I've heard, everything went great. And we had the opportunity Jason Murphy had asked me, and of course, Mary Porter. Normally, Mary Porter and I did the program last year, and we saw you there last year.
That's
and
right.
Mary Porter was out of town and couldn't do it. So He asked me to fill in, and I brought our good friend Chris Cassidy along.
Yes.
You know Chris very well and known him for many years on the Housing Authority. You've been on the Housing Authority and our chair of the Housing Authority Board at Highlands Residential Services. And so we were excited to do it again. And I'm just going to tell you, I told you this Thursday afternoon or Thursday when we finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have kids. My wife and I don't have children. Nephews, and we're around a bunch of children with our friends' kids. Yep. And, you know, we hear a lot of people say our society's doomed or whatever. I'm just going to tell you, the young men that I was in the room with on Thursday morning, and this is last Thursday morning, last week, I should say, impressed me. And not only was their behavior on point, that I think only one guy fell asleep, and for one person to fall asleep a few minutes, I'm thankful, right? And he wouldn't sleep maybe more than 5-10 minutes. He was taking a little nap. I mean, y'all wore him out the whole week. I've been there.
This is true.
Yeah, and he woke up, but everybody was so attentive, and the questions these young men asked us was just phenomenal. They're talking about urban growth. They're talking about property taxes on farms and how do you stop subdivisions taking over farmland. And we had these in-depth – we didn't get halfway through our presentation. And
wow.
I was fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I want them to ask questions. So I'm just going to say the young men I encountered last week were phenomenal. And I think that's a testament to – not only the program and the qualification to get into Boise State, because not anybody just gets in, right? It's a school and picked and all that. But what you all do for those young men that whole week, I get them at the end there, and so y'all been working on them, right?
Yeah,
and y'all done a good job.
Well, yeah, I don't want to take too much credit for that and what you experienced, Ben. I will say that the Boise State program. And this has nothing to do with me. It is a solid program, and really, it's strong in terms of preparing future adult citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, by all accounts, we do a fantastic job with the Tennessee Boys State in comparison to other Boys States. I know there's some other really strong ones in other states, but ours is really good.
Right.
But the other piece that I would add to that, we're talking about these young men that you encountered, you know, this year and even the ones from last year. It's parents, you know. A lot of these boys have been raised right. And I can't say they all come from good households, but, you know, they're coming from high schools where they've had teachers that have poured into them or coaches or band directors or whatever. And many of them will come from good households. And even those that may not have come from good households, they're sharp. These are some sharp dudes, man.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I try to sit in on as many sessions as I could, you know, in the program this year and in the midst of doing some things to make sure it's running. And, you know, I was in there when we had in a session that we had Paul Bailey, and Speaker of the House, Cameron Sexton, just as an example. And they did a session together. Normally, it's Senator Bailey and it's Representative Ryan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But Ryan couldn't be there this year, so Cameron Sexton, who's in our area, stood in for him. And it was a really good session. So, and I don't want to commend them because they had a little short intro where they sort of introduced themselves and you know, talked about who they were just a little bit and their role in the state government. And then they just opened it up for the boys to ask questions. I mean, and that can be like a firing squad because when you talk, because those guys are conservative, right?
Right.
But when you're talking about highly educated, really intellectual young adults, and you're talking about Gen Z, they're not all conservative. Some of these kids are very liberal in their thinking, and everywhere in between, right? So you got like the full span.
Right.
So you open up to take questions for 75% of your session, like you're opening yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect them for doing that.
Right.
And these, like you were talking about, these boys, these young men, they're be old school, they're learned.
Right.
So they know about climate change, you know, they'll talk about, you know, DEI stuff. They'll talk about, like you mentioned, farmland. So they're talking about all these issues. That gun control is one that was, you know, that's a hot button item right now, and for good reason. But these I'm not going to call them kids. These young men come in with hard questions, things that they have thought through, and they're very well spoken. But what I appreciated was on the boys' side of it, and I told them this. One evening I told all the guys, and we had almost 400 of them. I said, look, the way you guys, I know you're passionate about some of these items, these issues that you brought up, but the way that you asked them, the representatives and the senators and Gary McKenzie, Judge McKenzie was there one day speaking. The way that you asked those questions were very respectful in the midst of you being passionate. And it's kind of like, you know, gosh, the adults, those of us that are leading or those of us that are in social media spouting out our positions, we need to take some notes from how these boys ask questions on issues that they're really pissed off about.
Yeah.
But they ask them in a respectful way. And, man, Paul Bailey and Cameron Sexton answered every question. Back down.
Yeah, and without getting upset.
No.
Just being respectful of the question and answering and being honest.
Yes. Right? Just a picture of great dialogue.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. And this is something that I got this year that I had not had in my role as a senior counselor, where I'm over, I have just like about 30 of the boys in my own, in their own city, is I had to answer some hard questions.
Sure.
You know, there's invocation, and we do invocation before every meal.
Yeah, and I asked you about that.
Yeah.
And I do, I don't want to interrupt you. I want to come back and talk about the break, but I asked you about that. Thursday afternoon, I said, I didn't know if we should start off with prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance. I didn't know because I didn't want to offend anybody. But after this break,
I
want to talk about those questions you got because you're the director. And when I mentioned your name, they stood up and said, yes, sir. We know Mr. Dr. Owens. I don't know if they called you Mr. Owens. They're like, we try to make him happy. So when we come back, I have Robert Owens, Rob, as I like to call him, Director of Boys State, just finished up last week. Also, Diversity and Equity Officer, Chief Diversity Officer at Tennessee Tech. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I have Dr. Robert Owens, or my buddy Rob, as I like to call him, a good friend of mine and just a great man, and glad to have him in studio once again, second time around. Rob, you are the director of the American Legion Boys State here in Tennessee and held at Tennessee Tech University last week, and I got to spend some time with you all. Before we got to break, you were talking about the questions those participants were asking, and you actually got involved. So I want to know, what were some of the questions they were asking you?
Yeah, so... You know, these boys are human beings. And so, like, when you're close enough to touch someone that's in charge and you can talk to them and ask some questions, you're going to do that. So it was just unique to have these boys to try to get to me and ask me questions. And one of them we had early on, we had one young man that struggled with the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and so, had a long conversation with him, along with another person that's on our staff, talking through that and what that looked like. And in that particular situation, we said, hey, man, you can have whatever view you want, but it's in the agreement that you sign when you come to Boys State that you got to agree to say the pledge. So, it is a free country. People may listen to what I'm about to say and get upset. It's a free country. You don't have to stand for the national anthem if you don't want to. You don't have to do the Pledge of Allegiance. But you sign your name, sir. Mm-hmm. So you're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance while you're here.
Yeah. How did he respond?
Actually, I didn't have this conversation with him until we were a few days in.
Okay.
This young man struggled with the whole program.
Sure.
Because it's very conservative leaning. If you look at the speakers that we have, it's conservative leaning. But that's part of that is because of a lot of speakers that we have represent our area, right? And so this is a red county.
Right.
So it's much easier to get folks that are leaning that way.
Yeah.
And so it's not that we're trying to indoctrinate the young men towards conservatism or whatever. And we'll try to explain that to this particular young man. So we had a great conversation with him, but it's just interesting to hear well thought out positions on disagreements with certain things that certain speakers said. I won't call any names, but it was good for that young man to have a safe space to be able to ask a question.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And to talk to someone who, I had some similar views as him, but able to give him a different perspective.
Yeah.
Right. As a mature man, but not one that's in his own household. Right. And I think that's important. When you start getting 15, 16, 17, 18, yes, you need to, especially if you have solid parenting, you definitely need to listen to your parents, but you need to also hear from other well-intentioned, intelligent, grounded adults around you to give you different ways of thinking. Not to change how you think, but just give you different perspective.
People that are kind and, you know, everybody can have different beliefs, but there's no excuse not to be kind to one another, right? Mm-hmm. And whether you're on liberal side, conservative side, if you have an opinion, be kind about expressing it. If you have a question, be kind about asking it.
Sure.
Don't be
sure.
Confrontational.
That's right.
Yeah, and so we would all get along a little bit better if we had that mindset. Instead of me trying to hurt Rob or try to prove Rob wrong, I should go to Rob and say, Rob, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think about this thing? And you may have a different opinion or we may agree. But it's the tone, it's the way we communicate, and so you experience those boys, those young men had sounds like to me approached it very, very well.
Oh yeah, yeah. I even had one young man that, you know, asked why do we have invocation? Why is that okay? And that was a good conversation, and that's something personally that I like mm-hmm. and I believe in just right. being a Christian pastor, but that's not my position in my role, you know. And so my response to that young man was, and again, he came very respectfully, just curious, wanting to know, you know. And I said, listen, you know, I said, this is probably a little bit elementary for the listeners, but I said, we have God on our money. We see God we trust.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're not proselytizing. We're not having church. And I said also, if you go to typically any major gathering, any large scale event, you're going to see an invocation, especially in certain parts of the country, you know, the Southeast, commencements. And I'm actually the one that does invocation the last few years at Tennessee Tech's commencements. Mm-hmm. You'll see that at commencements. You'll see it in a lot of different places where you would not normally think you would have an invocation. And I said that to him. And so, and then also, the program is not Tennessee Tech University's program. It's the American Legion's program, and for God and for country. So There are certain tenets to who the Legion is that we're going to see infused in the program. And I just keep it real, Ben. You don't have to come. Same thing I tell my own boys. You know, we read through the stuff. Now, in my household, we believe in Boys State. You know, even if they're all Democrats speaking or all Republicans or whoever, the program is solid for what it does. It's not about indoctrination. It's about teaching how our government runs and how to function as a citizen, and having civil discourse and learning how to campaign and all that stuff. So, yeah, you don't have to come if you can't do those few things. You know, we'll fill that spot. But I think by and large, even those boys that are challenged, you know, we only have a handful of boys that don't remain the whole week. And that's something I talked about to those young men all week long. I commend you, because you first get to Boys State and it's like, was this boot camp? What's going on? What have I signed up for? And I say, man, listen, you guys made it through the week. And what happens is, after about the first day and a half, they start really enjoying it. The athletic competitions, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's an oratorical contest, and we do a big tug of war. Yeah. You make friends and all this stuff. And that's one of my big things, Ben, perseverance, hold on, stick to itiveness. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like I said, most of the guys, even if they disagree with it, they don't like certain components of the program, they stick it out, and they'll all say they're better because of it at sure. the end of the week.
Yeah, and so I'll say this. Before we take a break, I got to participate in Boys State from Upperman High School.
Was that like 6-7 years ago?
No, I wish. What was that? Rob, I wish. spring of 97. So man. I was 16, almost 17. And other than having a job, or other than mowing my grandparents' yard or my parents' yard,
yeah.
Other than work as a 16-year-old, that was the first time, or football. Football was a challenge, persevering.
Yes,
but other than that, that was my first challenge of persevering and sticking with it. And when we get back, I'll tell you, after this break, I'll tell you why it was a challenge for me that first day, because I was like, I'm going home. But anyway, I got Robert Owens, director of Boys State, and so many other things here in Cookeville and Putnam County here on Local Matters. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers, and I have Rob Owens with me, again, a good friend of mine. He's the director at Boys State, American Legion Boys State, just wrapped up last week with how many? I never even asked you. How many, 600 or so?
No. We, at the height of it, I think we're over 500.
500?
But it's been several years
okay.
that high. We had 360-something that end up
okay.
showing up, I believe. 350,
so 360. When I went through, there were 600 of us. And, of course, like I said before we took a break, that was 97, spring of 97.
Yeah.
And we had 600, and I'd never seen so many people other than Neyland Stadium in one gathering by the time I was 16. And all boys, you know, there's not a female in sight. Mm-mm. And you're just like, where's the – you know, anyway, but I was telling you, that Sunday night when I checked into the dorm, or when I checked in, my parents went with me. You know, my mom and dad love me. I love them, and we went everywhere together. And they're like, you can call your. I think you could call home once a day, maybe. I can't remember. You wouldn't have cell phones.
That's right.
I'm dating myself. We didn't have cell phones, so you gave us a time frame to call home, and that's it. And I looked at him. I said, I don't think I want to stay.
Yeah.
And my dad said, you're staying.
Mm.
You were picked to do this. Your high school sent you because they think of you as being worthy of going to do this. You're not going to let your community down. I said, yes, sir. And so we were talking about perseverance before we left for the break. And to me, that was a challenge of sticking through it. But after that second day, I think I told you this last Thursday, after that second day, I knew that I should be there. And I knew that it was good. And I got friendships to this day that I made at Boys State, you know? So let's talk about what do they learn there, Rob? When those young men set foot on Tennessee Tech campus, what is the goal for them being at Boys State?
The goal for them, the primary goal is for them to learn about and understand city, county, and state government, right? And that is so very important, I think. It's always been important, even if you have an aversion for leadership in that way, as some people do. It's important to understand how things run in the area, in the space in which you live. Now, if you're going to live off-grid, then that's completely different. But the majority of human beings in the United States, we live on-grid. And so we have certain individuals that are making decisions that impact how we live. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important. And I think And so I think it's even more important for the demographic of person that we have at Boys State and Girls State as well. Mm-hmm. My daughter went to Girls State a few years ago. So girls and Boys State, it's some of the best and brightest rising seniors from across the state. It's not all of them, because all the kids don't come.
Right.
Right. But it's really some of the cream of the crop, right? Well, so these are some of your thinkers. These are some of your leaders, right? And so it's important for those types of people to understand at an early age what government is and how it runs in a basic sense, right? You're like, so I think you're a good case study, or case in point is mm-hmm. you. You were picked to go there because there's something special about you. And what I know of you now as an adult, the years that we've known each other, you're very intelligent and you're a leader, right? So probably the same things were identified about you then. So you were sent there. Now you're a county commissioner and you serve on a number of boards in the community, right? Mm-hmm. You work for the state, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, Boys State helped you be prepared in some small way because you were who you were. And so like we have 400 guys like that. Let's get them into some understanding of what an alderman is or a county executive. I didn't even know what a county executive was until I was grown. Right. Well, that's just the county mayor.
Right.
Right. Let's let them have a basic understanding of these different positions and how they work and decisions that they make to influence our lives when they're still in their formative adult years.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the basis of it. Now, you learn perseverance, and especially with this generation, having to work through some stuff. You know, we got helicopter parents, so you know, you learn how to persevere and not have everything that you want when you want it. Leadership is some stuff that you learn, like you're campaigning or you're leading your sports team that week. All that stuff. Living in a lot of the boys nowadays, not all of them, but a lot of them grew up in a household where maybe they got their own room, mm-hmm. maybe their own bathroom. Again, I'm not saying all the boys.
Right.
Right, but many of them do.
Right.
So you go to Boys State, and if you're not an athlete, in general, where you've gone to camps, you never had to stay with a bunch of other guys. So you have to stretch yourself a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's just in a nutshell, kind of what we're doing at Boys State.
First time I stayed with someone else that I did not know overnight in the same room was at Boys State. And Adam York from Fentress County, he went to York Institute, is Adam York, and I still keep up with him on Facebook.
Is he in the York family?
Well, yeah, he distantly was in the – it was, so I learned that about
him.
Yeah, I learned that about him at Boys State. Great guy, but that first night, I'm like, I don't know this guy. I don't know what – but it was great and forged a friendship there. And so – it's more than just learning about county government. Let's getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes, sir.
And y'all do that. And of course,
sir.
The marching and stuff, which
yeah.
My city didn't have to march as much. Jim Gray was our counselor, and he didn't. It's not that he was disrespectful towards marching. He said, I'm not focusing on that for you this week. I'm focusing on this, and this.
Yeah.
Become a leader, but understand public service, understand government. When you leave here, maybe have a passion for serving. That was his focus. His focus wasn't marching every single place we went, and we were thankful for that. Do they still do a lot of the marching?
Yeah, we do. There's a lot to be learned from marching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was an athlete in high school, but I was also in band. And there's something about when you march. To me, it's kind of like singing. I've been involved in music my whole life, right? And so marching is akin to me of singing in the choir or in some kind of little group or ensemble or in a band. There's a discipline that comes with having to be cognizant of what somebody else is doing. And like, if you're not, you're going to screw it up because you weren't paying attention to what somebody else is doing. So there's a unity that I think is inherently taught by marching. That's really cool. And a lot of these guys, if they're not in JROTC or in band, they have not marched before.
Right.
So they're having to learn something they have not done before, something that they may not be interested in or want to do. And then they're learning a different, to a different level. They're learning like unity, how to be one. Because like when you're marching, you got to be one. And I think that speaks to something that we need in our society as well. You know, that's why I'm a proponent of sports, like team sports.
Right.
Because, like, you have to be engaged with somebody else. And if you don't, if you're not engaged, if you're aloof, then your team's going to struggle. Right. And so I like the margin for that reason. The other reason is, like, we've got to move a whole lot of individuals across that campus that are young. And if you're not organized, then it can be a madhouse.
Right.
So it helps us to be get where we need to get to and kind of keep the guys in line. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think that makes perfect sense. And I hated I didn't get to stay for lunch last week.
Yeah.
Y'all invited me to stay. I had to be somewhere else, but I hated it. Next year, I'm hoping to put in my schedule to come eat lunch with y'all because I think it's important. You know, I had 30-something young men in my room. And for the county government session, Chris Cassie and I did. So I didn't have all 300, 400 kids there, but it'd be cool to go to lunch and still interact with those that I just, you know, I think them seeing me in that role would probably maybe give them more confidence in what I was telling them, right?
Yeah.
And reassuring them that I'm just not up there all fluff. And I did. I poured my heart and soul out to them. They're probably thinking, golly, this guy's, he's something else. I was begging him, if it's you, if it fits your personality and your heart and your mind, get into public service because we need you. We need you. And I will say this. They were paying attention. Most of them were paying attention to everything I said. One of the young men sitting in the front row, I told him about property taxes and how you can find out who paid their property taxes. There's a website. It's public knowledge. You go on a website, boom, look up Ben Rogers. You can see if I paid my property taxes. He went on there, found me in
public county. While he was sitting there.
Yeah. While we were teaching, he said, you didn't pay your taxes. He smiled real big. Like, and I was like, I know better than that. He started laughing. And that was, to me, that shows me not only they're paying attention, but they can actually interact with adults.
Yeah.
Because, again, children and teenagers are getting a bad rap these days. They don't know how to communicate. These guys know how to communicate.
Oh, yeah. Listen, folks, we can't listen to everything that comes across the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
I am a witness that we have some, even though they got their phone on them, like a six shooter back in, in the 1800s.
Yep.
They got their phone on them, but I'm telling you, this generation can communicate. I had some young men sit here just like you're looking at me and ask me some hard questions to ask of somebody that's their daddy's and their mama's age.
Yeah.
But they ask questions of me in a very respectful way, that not looking down, eye contact.
Right.
You know, Dr. Rob, sir, can you tell me why we have these speakers?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, why is everything, it seems like it's conservative leaning, and that's a hard question to ask somebody.
It is.
That's running the program, you know, or helping to run it.
Yeah, it is. Rob, I sincerely want to thank you for taking on that leadership role at Boise State because it's a true testament to see those young men act the way they do. And again, I know it's like you said, they probably, most of them come from a good family and they've had a base, a foundation.
Yes.
But you and your team.
Yes.
Jason Murphy and the other hundreds, or I don't know how many volunteers you got, are there, and I appreciate it. And I want to thank you for taking time to be here today.
Yes,
I know we talked about Boise State, but that was my main goal.
Yeah.
We're going to have you back to talk about some other stuff, but I appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. And any listeners out there, if you have a son or grandson or nephew that is going into his junior year, whether or not they're in Putnam County, Overton, or anywhere else you might have a relative in the state, please have them inquire about Tennessee American Legion Boys State. It can be a life-changing experience.
Can. I'm a testament to it. Thank you, Rob. Hope you come back sometime. Appreciate everything you do for our community. Folks, hope you enjoyed this show. Dr. Robert Owens, good friend of mine, wonderful man, wonderful public servant in this area. I hope you have a great weekend. Just remember, it's a lot easier to be kind than it is mean. Give somebody a hug, smile at somebody, make their day. Let's all be kind to each other, folks. Have a great weekend. Jake, thank you, my producer. We'll see you next week.